Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Victor Dominguez on the 9th of October, and here's a daily tech chart in less than 2 minutes. Facebook's first hardware product combines Alexa and eventually Google Assistant with a countertop video chat screen that zooms to always keep you on frame. Yet the fancy gadget's success depends not on functionality, but whether people are all willing to put a Facebook camera and microphone in their home, even with a physical clip-on privacy shield. Yesterday, Facebook launched the pre-sales of the $199 10-inch screen portal and the $349 15.6-inch swiveling screen with Hi-Fi Audio Portal Plus. They've got the Hey Portal voice navigation, Facebook Messenger for video calls with family, Spotify and Pandora for Bluetooth, and voice-activated music, Facebook Watch and soon more video content providers, augmented reality Storytime for kids, a third-party app platform, and it becomes a smart photo/video frame when idle. Microsoft unveiled its game streaming device for the first time yesterday. Dubbed Project xCloud, it's designed to work across consoles, PCs, and even mobile phones. Microsoft has built custom hardware for its data centers, as previously reported, as that existing and future Xbox games will be compatible with the services. Games will be streamed to devices, and Microsoft has been testing the xCloud service with Xbox wireless controllers connected to consoles, mobile devices, and PCs. Microsoft says its research teams are creating ways to combat latency via advanced network techniques combined with video encoding and decoding. This should make game streaming viable for 4G networks too. The sales intelligence firm Apollo suffered a breach over the summer. Their data was found on a public website and it contains detailed information about more than 200 million people, although not financial data. The hackers seem to have scrapped information from LinkedIn and Salesforce. The Department of Homeland Security says it has no reason to doubt statements made by Amazon, Apple, and Supermicro that deny allegations of Chinese surveillance of American tech companies. It's the first statement so far from the US government on the report, casting doubt on the findings from the explosive Bloomberg Businessweek report last week. Bloomberg said, citing more than a dozen sources, that China installed tiny chips on motherboards built by Supermicro, which companies across the US tech industry, including Amazon, have used to power servers in their data centers. The chip can reportedly allow China to spy on some of the world's powerful companies. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.